William, just reflecting on that, how good a round was that given the conditions and perhaps the pressure of the situation?
Well, I think we knew, I watched a few this morning and it didn't look pretty. It was a very, very demanding course and very soft ground, so I wasn't really looking forward to it. Yogi was fantastic in the warm-up and briefed me to just make damn sure that I got through the finish, because with the no finishes you can't get a team round, and it's been causing a lot of trouble. So I was really pleased with how he coped. He worked damn hard out there and he never gave up, and he actually gave me a lovely ride. He can be quite strong, he can be quite keen, and today he was super to ride. He really, he jumped brilliantly and
given the situation, where did you rate that round of riding that you've just produced, knowing that there's a lot at stake for you?
I'm very happy that it worked. I think it was, I've never ridden a 3-day in 10 and a half minutes in that ground before. I think that was the hardest terrain and ground I've ever ridden on. There was no let up. Even at badminton this year, everyone said conditions were atrocious. There's nothing on that. This was, every stride was hard work. And with the pressure on, to finish and just feeling that, there is no point being out here in WEG and forget your dressage, Mark, if you don't finish. So, I am very, very happy, and it will, be a huge relief if he's all okay and still in the hunt tonight.
Show jumping, that there's going to be pressure, because for you there's a lot, because goodness me, you want to win a world title.
I keep on trying, don't I? I mean, I've been second, and so it would be wonderful, but we're not going to know how they get. They've got to move into Caen, they've got to jump in that arena, they've got to not be too tired. One step at a time, let's see. But yeah, it would be very nice.